Let's take a look at a United States $1 bill. What is it that gives this thing value? You can give it to people and get back, you know, food that you can eat or things that you can use and things of hard value, but what is it about this little piece of paper that makes it valuable? Or I guess it's not paper, is it? It's cotton, something like that, right? But the question stands, right? Like, what makes this flimsy little thing that doesn't seem to have any use in its own right valuable? Well, one kind of interesting exercise is to step back in time a little bit and take a look at what the very, very first United States dollars looked like. So I have here one of the very first that was printed, and let's zoom in on it and kind of read some of the words associated with it. So if we zoom in, let's just say towards the very top here, notice that it says silver certificate up here at the top. So what does that mean? Well, if we zoom out a little bit, it says that this certifies that there has been deposited in the Treasury of the United States of America, and then the sentence kind of continues in an awkward way below, one silver dollar payable to the bearer on demand. So what that means, what this dollar originally represented, was the fact that you were going to be able to turn in this bill for a silver dollar. This piece of paper, in theory, could be turned in to the United States Treasury, which guaranteed that it had in its deposits a silver dollar, an actual piece of silver, and I'll show what one of those looked like in just a moment, that it would return to you for this bill. So in a sense, what gave it value was this guarantee that you could turn it into silver if you wanted.